The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Dublin's historic GPO, as we've been talking about for the last few days, is going to be put into a multi-use hub of retail outlets, offices and a heritage centre, which does sound kind of terrifying, given how badly we do that kind of thing in this country. But it wouldn't be the first historical site to fall victim to a development like that. Boland's Mills, the Woodkey Viking Settlement, all of these have befallen the same fate. Does our urban development and historical site preservation leave much to be desired? I'm joined in studio by architect, artist, conservationist and lecturer in Griffith College Dublin, Roisin Murphy. Roisin, hello.
Good afternoon, Jonathan.
And we've also got Associate Professor in Modern Irish History at UCD, Conor Mulva, on the line. Hiya, Conor.
Good evening, Jonathan. How are you doing?
I'm good. Roisin, I'm going to begin with you. I mean, I'm just going to pick the Woodkey Viking Settlement because this is before you're in my time, I'm going to say, but I know it is ingrained in my mind that every time I pass Dublin City Council's offices, I think of the irony of the planners of the city in a building that shouldn't have gone where it went.
Oh no, 100%. And now we have double irony for Unpust, who've moved down to the X building, having vacated the GPO, going, leading the task force to try and figure out a use for the GPO. The most important building in the countryside. It has, you know, the Proclamation of Independence was read outside there. We know people died in the GPO. It's one of the most it's the founding building of the state.
There
the first
still,
building.
Still bullet holes in the pillars.
And it was a living, immersive, living piece of history. So you went in, it was democratic. Anybody could go in, you could buy a stamp and be part of that history. So it's a contagion of disrespect for really important sites in Ireland. And it's just legacy. It's a legacy disregard for the importance and also the kind of snobbery in a way of kind of, or, you know, I find what has happened to O'Connell Street and its environs and North Inner Quarter, Georgian Quarter, it's heartbreaking. I mean, I've told you before we came on air, I'm working on this since I was 18, since I was a student of architecture in Bolton Street. And we started a protest movement to stop them knocking down Eccles Street, Bachelor's Walk. We were hot on the heels. I mean, when you think about it, that, you know, and it's very difficult to keep going because you're going, none of this makes any sense. The GPO is actually all around that area is in a huge state of dereliction. For, like, you know, the Conway's pub opposite the Rotunda, it's now closed for 22 years.
Wow.
Like, you're kind of going, that's the corner of a street, of two streets, completely shuttered up for 22 years.
Conor, if I could put it to you, my personal opinion is that the Irish approach to a historic building is we'll close it and then we'll do nothing with it and hopefully it'll fall down and we can put something else there. And I know that might not be the intention, but that does seem to be the outcome.
Yeah, like that was certainly a tactic in the 1960s. Like if you look at the Hume Street protest that was led by DIT and UCD students, the developers in that case tore roof tiles off and just let the rot come in. You know, ultimately they took the student protesters out. But that idea of letting something go derelict so you can circumvent a preservation order or something like that is a long-standing practice in kind of the anti-conservation movement in Irish development. Now, obviously, there's modernisation needs to happen in the city. We do live in a living, breathing city. But as Roisin has alluded to, there's tracts of Dublin city centre that simply have ceased to live and breathe. You know, the communities that are at the centre of them have been torn out. There's very little retail going on. There's very little footfall. There's a lot of antisocial behaviour in some of them. And there's so much potential there. So I think this is, you know, it's a citywide approach. It's something the government needs to be involved in, that artists and historians and academics and indeed journalists need to be involved in. But there's so much redevelopment potential that business and academia and everyone can get involved in. But it just seems to be falling short.
It can be done well. And that's important to say as well. And there's two projects I will think of that are examples of it. One, of all things, is a Lidl on Mead Street, where they had a little bit, where they found a site and they put glass over it. And I know that you might say there might be other things do with that, but it's a way of preserving it and keeping it. And the other is, I know from Cork now, so I'm speaking to a dub, so they might know it, but there was a building called Penrose House, which was a custom house collection point. And it was a lovely historic building that was renovated or restored and built in a very kind of meaningful way into the buildings around it. Why can't we do that properly elsewhere?
Well, I'm going to be really bold about this and talk about specifically O'Connell Street because it's in a huge state, and the North Inner Georgian Quarter, who they've all divvied up to discuss in a task force that included one architect only. And it, as Conor identified, it's architects for the last 50 years who have been leading the charge and trying to protect and conserve parts of the city while also trying to build modern buildings.
And look, and I'm sure that I don't single out any individual architect because people will have
there's
good
only
reputations.
One, and Maura has really tried hard to work on this, but you need more of a team, you need an ideas structure. As Conor has said, we need a huge amount of academics about an ideas project, but there is snobbery involved in what's happening here.
Is it because it's the north side?
Yes. Let's call it a spade a spade. We don't want to talk about it. We've seen the Pro Cathedral try to move. We've seen the shutting down of so many buildings and businesses around there because it's difficult to do business there. So for me, having... And I would say it's been my work since I've been 17. I think we need a dramatic change. And it isn't just about conserving buildings. I think that's an architectural kind of cul-de-sac. What we need to do is bring invested government agencies back in to O'Connell Street. And I would namely suggest that in the environs, we need to move. You know, there's talk about the residence front. And I mean, this is my campaign. I've spoken to the president of the Institute on this and he'll kill me, but he didn't disagree. He thinks it's a really good idea. There's proposals for the residents of the Taoiseach to be somewhere in Farmley so he can be secure. And
but there is the Farmley house, which is but where that's he can for, at the moment.
Yeah, we need to bring him into the north inner city. We either need to take some of the section of Parnell Square and do a Downing Street on it, but we need to bring the idea of the Taoiseach self, somebody of import who will bring change. We need to start living in the city centre.
Is there a disconnect because all the government bits are on the south side
100%.
Around Merrion Square?
Yes.
And as a result,
100%.
The GPO, which used to be the focal point, and indeed, I suppose Dublin Castle
and Pro Cathedral. Pro Cathedral a couple of years ago. They said we're going to move it on to the south side as well. Like, there's been this passage of neglect, and I think it is a snobbery because the architecture is beautiful. I mean, the GPO is a gorgeous building.
If you look at Moore Street, Conor, that's another example of a street that had tremendous character. Are we going to lose that character as part of this? Because they might, I mean, God forbid they end up doing a Baggot Street on it and a Leeson Street and take out all the lovely buildings that are there and replace them with God knows what.
Yeah, like I suppose one thing is the actual built fabric and what the visual of it is. The second question, and Moore Street gets to the heart of this, is what is actually going to be the living, beating heart of this? Is there going to be commerce? Is there going to be street trade? Is there going to be mixed residential and shop? Is this going to actually allow for things? And I'm looking at the proposal from last October, I think it came out, the Dublin City Task Force. So the proposals for the GPO by the end of quarter one 2025, which we're already long past, that's includes a world-class museum of the Irish nation in the GPO. Now, we already have GPO Witness History, which is falling short of its visitor numbers because of all the ancillary problems in the place. The relocation of RTE to the GPO, which... I suppose they're selling off parts of their Montrose site, but you know, it's a sprawling operation. I can't imagine it fitting in a building of that size. And then the conversion of the GPO to a major government department. To speak to the last proposal there for a second, there is also, by the way, somewhere else in the document, a proposal that O'Connell Street Garda Station would relocate to the GPO, which I think might send mixed signals. It's having tourist friendly things and having the workings of an operational Garda Station aren't necessarily the same functions. But with the government department going there, we want a building that the public can go in and out of. And one of the great things about the present GPO is you can go in there, as you alluded to at the start, and buy a stamp. I can walk in and out of the GPO, no fee, no cost.
Obviously, well, David McRedmond was quite insistent yesterday that no matter what happens, there will still be a post office there. It might not be the GPO. But the real question on what you're saying, Conor, is people living there. I remember I did a story about the last person living on O'Connell Street. I think she lived above the Happy Ring House, if memory serves correctly. But the question is, would you live on O'Connell Street?
Is that a question?
Yeah, that's
me.
A question. Was a question, Conor, first?
I would. I lived in the city centre in my 20s.
Would you live on O'Connell Street now? If I gave you a beautiful apartment on O'Connell Street, would you live there now?
Say yes.
Yeah, I know friends who are living on Great Georgia Street in apartments, and like, it's great. Like, there are definitely problems of antisocial behaviour around there. My daughter was born in the Rotunda last summer, so like, I was in there all hours of the day and night and different days of the week. Like, you know, you see all sorts going on around there, but it's a gorgeous area. And, you know, if there aren't people going to live in these areas, they will suffocate to a certain extent. Like, there is a difference between residential commerce and things that will actually draw people in, like tourist attractions. You know, all those things need to be happening simultaneously to make a community.
And the other thing is, you both want to live there, which is great, but you look at the Carrington Cinema site.
Well, that's a shock.
And how long have we been talking? I mean, we're talking about redeveloping the GPO here. Yep. They left the Carrington Cinema site vacant for so long.
It's too long. And the other thing that you alluded to there about Moore Street and commerce and trade and stuff, there is trade and commerce in Moore Street. It's one of the Henry Street, because I was working up in HMV as a young student in Grafton Street. But if you got put into Henry Street was mental. It was so busy. It was the busiest shopping street in Dublin. It was linked to the fruit and veg market. It was linked to Moore Street, and we have taken that apart. And I would still say it's snobbery. Whereas if you go to Paris, your street traders, you know, you famously buy from street traders. They photograph them. They're on postcards. We have internalised snobbery about retail in Ireland. Okay, which has destroyed our retail.
You're still saying we need to push around the buggies with the oranges in it.
Why not? It's gorgeous. It's part, like, if you went abroad, you'd be like, oh, I bought it from a pram in Paris. We have snobbery about retail. But scale of retail is really important to keep young people selling, to keep people in shops. If you go to Berlin, they have a thing called independent retail policy, which protects small retail. So we've lost the locksmith up on top of North Frederick Street, right? It's one, this beautiful locksmith. It's featured in Once, you know, where they did up the Hoover. But these shops are protected in planning policy in the rest of Europe. So that means somebody who's a small lease, you can't just chuck him out, but he brings people in. They design streets around bicycle shops, butchers. None of that is happening at the moment in Ireland. And it's called, it means you don't go in, you don't, who wants to go into shop in a big multi, a chain store?
Well, it'll all become very boring if that is what happens. But like everything else, you have to wait and see what the plan is. And then either agree with it or disagree with it. It's not happening today or tomorrow, and hopefully there will be an input from the likes of Roisin Murphy or Dr. Conor Mulvey. Thank you so much for joining us on The Hard Shoulder. Business is next.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.